hope that'll pick up our voices. I don't know.
Are y'all studying for your PhD
or
something like that? Yes.
All right. What is your full name, Mr.
Clark M. Clark Madison.
Is that two M's or one?
One.
All right, and your address here?
Pembroke, Georgia.
Just Pembroke, okay. Do you have a box I can write on, Mike?
Yes.
All right. And what is your age?
71.
71. I would have guessed 60. Let's see how it looks, 71. And your religion?
Methodist.
Methodist. And you say you're a retired farmer?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Now I need what the name of the school that you went to, or whatever last school that you went to.
Oh, I graduated at the Pembroke Bryan County High School, right there.
Okay. And what sort of, for instance, who are the people in town that you know or that you maybe used to?
Which year?
Here in Pembroke.
E.M.
All right. What does Mr. do? I mean,
I don't know. Just initials, all I know.
What does he do for a
living? Merchant.
Is he a merchant? Did you know a lot of the other farmers around when you were?
No, he was a merchant.
He was a merchant.
You were talking about farmers?
Yeah. Did you? I guess you.
Yeah. So. Red. IG.
How about some of the other merchants in town then?
Merchant, there would be I know him by the last name, but the first name's
That'll be all right.
J.D. Julius.
That's good. That's enough there. Were you good, close friends with any other kinds of people in town? I mean, people in any other businesses in town?
No, that's the only business we share, unless it was a sawmill, and that'd be Least and Bowen. That's the only kind of business we share, you know, some kind of wood business. That's all we share. It's your farm and her woods.
Yes, that's all there was for a long
time. That's all there was.
Do you remember where your mother and father were born? Were they born here?
I would say my mother was born about 3 miles north of Pembroke. Wasn't it Elizabeth? Wasn't her name Elizabeth?
Ida.
I'm Missouri.
How about your father? Where was he born?
I don't know where he was born. In North Carolina, I presume. He really didn't know where he was born. But during the Civil War, you know, and
people were moving around.
He's the only one was left, and he just from house to house to trying to leave, you know, little boy. And really, I never heard him say where he was born.
I'll just put down North Carolina. That'll be good.
I think so. He said he was from North Carolina.